League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Natalia Reese is the class of 2020 valedictorian. William Floyd High School in Mastic, it's Anna and Raven. We've teamed up with Newsday to honor all our class of 2020 valedictorians. Youth and Government Chief Justice.
Oh, that's something right after our own heart.
Natalia, what is that all about? I'm looking over your resume, which is incredibly awesome because it's everything that I think I'm interested in. What is this all about?
So basically, Youth and Government is a program where we get to learn about New York State government, and we run sort of a mock student version of that. So as Chief Justice, I was responsible for leading the judicial branch and helping educate my fellow students about how the judicial system works in New York State.
Oh, I love that. She just passes judgment. She rains it down upon them, Anna Zapp.
It's so cool. Mock trial co-captain, moot court New York City and Long Island mentor, moot competition champion team. Like, is that like your passion?
I didn't really expect to go into all of that, but it found its way to me in high school, so I just really learned to love it.
Also, you know, Science Honor Society, National Honor Society, Quest Bridge Scholar. I don't even know what that means. What is a Quest Bridge Scholar?
So Quest Bridge is a program that connects low-income students to high-level colleges. So they helped me apply to college. It's like a special application to college that helps connect to those opportunities.
Very cool.
I mean, it's brilliant. The stuff that you're working on is great. Me and you, we would really love the mock trial thing, Anna, just because we don't actually want to train to be lawyers or judges, but we love to turn around like Matlock on somebody and be like, tell us the truth!
Well, I think Natalia wants to take it a step further because I'm looking at your major, ethics, politics, economics. Is politics something that you're interested in going into?
Yeah, I think I'm interested more in going into the legal field, but I think that important part of that is understanding our political system, especially now.
Yeah, you want perspective, no question about it.
And I brought it up, so I guess we should say, you know, that's going to be your major, but where are you headed in the fall?
So I'm heading to Yale University.
Very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Great job.
Natalia, before you jump on and you move on to the next thing, though, we know that you're probably going to have some pretty good memories of William Floyd High School. What are you going to miss the most about your high school years?
I think I'm going to miss all of the clubs and opportunities just because I spent so much time in those and made so many lasting friendships. Something that we missed out on this year was our Youth and Government Conference. We all go up to Albany and we sit in the same chairs as our representatives, as the people who are actually making the laws. And the bond that we make up there is just so incredible. So I think I'm really going to miss all those people.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah. It's been a stinky year. You missed out on a lot of great things, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody being in the same boat together, I think that there'll be a lot of, you know, when you see those people that you might have been in those chambers with in the future, there'll be that connection still, right? And then there'll be time to kind of make up for that stuff. So keep your eyes open. Who knows what's coming?
Absolutely.
You know, I got 104.12 weighted GPA. When your family found out that you were named valedictorian, what was their reaction?
I think my parents were just incredibly happy. I'm the first in my family to go to high school in the United States. So they were just in awe. They were like elated.
And you're going to Yale. I can only imagine how
right.
how
one of
excited.
The top schools in the world, right?
That's serious bragging rights for your parents, just so you know.
I mean,
you know?
If I'm your younger brother, I'm just giving up. I'm just giving up right now.
Well, Natalia, we're excited to hear your speech, and that's going to be coming up next with Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. The only thing we could give our graduating seniors, valedictorians, would be our microphones. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. We've teamed up with Newsday to honor the class of 2020 valedictorians. Natalia Reese from William Floyd High School in Mastic. We are ready for your speech. Take it away.
We began our senior year with our hearts full of bright visions of what the future would bring. We made plans for prom, whispered excitedly about parties in the hallway, and debated when to hold senior skip day. We envisioned the graduation of our dreams, proudly sitting out on the field, baking in the sun together. How could we know back then, intoxicated by our imagination, that on March 13th, we would cross off our last school day from the calendar? We didn't know that we had heard our last Good Morning William Floyd or our last ring of the bell. As our two-week break stretched out into the end of high school, our world and the world around us changed. We were thrust into this world of loss. People close to us lost their lives and their jobs. Likewise, as students, we lost our sense of certainty. We didn't know when school would reopen, and with losses on that order, it was difficult to cope with unprecedented change. Most of us had never even heard of social distancing or distance learning, yet those practices became a part of our new routine. Thankfully, though, our class isn't new to challenges. We are the generation that was born in the wake of 9/11. We are the generation that grew up during the Great Recession, and now we are the generation that's graduating during a pandemic. In turn, we have become experts in turning challenges into opportunities. In the midst of that fog, we turn to those closest to us to guide us through the way. As a community, our conversations and our sacrifices showed us how to start clearing the mist. We illuminated new paths with the passion burning in our hearts. Our love for one another and our collective love for the community imbued us with endless empathy and compassion as we built bridges to rise above the fog. We donated masks, money, and food to those who needed it the most and allowed our luminous faith and progress to be our North Star. As we head off into the new chapter of our lives, we are primed for personal success and prepared to share that with the world around us. It's our turn to be the politicians, the doctors, the teachers, the engineers, the change makers of tomorrow. We're off to find our passion, to dismantle systemic inequality, to find our role in the next chapter of history. This diploma represents our foundation to start building our future and the future of the world in clear skies. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. Let the warmth of empathy and compassion brighten our path as we infuse the world with kindness and expel hate. Ask the tough questions. Dare challenges in the face with endless bravado, as we always have. Know that we were meant to fly, that even in the lowest moments, in the thickest fog, on the darkest days, we have never stopped flying, and we will never stop flying. Thank you, William Floyd, for teaching us how to keep soaring to new heights. We hold this with us now and forever. Class of 2020, it's time to make history. It's time to fly. Thank you.
Yay!
Wow.
Hey, nice job, Natalia.
You sure you don't want to be president?
I feel
or
like
maybe
we were
just run the White House Twitter account or something like that.
We could probably use you.
Great job. Incredible job.
Thank
Great
you.
Great job.
Really remarkable.
Congratulations to all the class of 2020 valedictorians and all the graduates.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.